last week, a guy came in and, you know, sorry, you're going to have to leave. We really don't have anything for you. We're polite. And he started swearing and the F-bomb started flying. And we had all of our Thanksgiving Le Creuset roasters out. And he took his arm and he smashed about $1,000 worth of Le Creuset roasters and started screaming. And we tried to get him out. All the employees are now, it puts them on edge.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Mike Smith. That was the voice there of Karen McSherry, the owner of Gourmet Warehouse in Vancouver, one of the great retail stores in our city. She's been a frequent guest here on the show, and she's been one of the retail shop owners who's been leading the charge and speaking out about the epidemic of crime around in and around her store. Shoplifting, broken windows, assaults on her staff. She has told me that it happens every single day. Now, remember, after the razor-close BC election we just had, Premier David Eby has said he got the message from voters that this was a key priority for them. He has promised a new crackdown on crime and street disorder. I've got Jess Ketchum standing by to discuss from Save Our Streets. First, have a listen to David Eby here talking about his what the message that he received from voters in the last election. Have a listen.
When it comes to their downtowns, they want to feel safe with their kids going downtown. When they run a business downtown, they don't want to be dealing with someone struggling with a brain injury, mental health issue, and addiction. That's not their business. Their business is to sell whatever it is that they're selling. And so that's a message that I got loud and clear.
Yeah, he says he got the message loud and clear around crime, and he says he's going to do something about it. He's just appointed a new Solicitor General and Minister of Public Safety, former police officer Gary Begg, and we'll see what kind of leadership he provides here. Let's discuss with my guest now, Jess Ketchum from Save Our Streets, BC. I'm very pleased to welcome him back. Jess, thanks a lot for coming on today.
You're most welcome. Thanks for having us, Mike.
Jess, thank you for coming on once again. And when we hear from shop owners like Karen McSherry, and I know you're very familiar with her story, when she talks about the daily mayhem in her store, the constant shoplifting, crime, broken windows, graffiti, assaults on her staff. I mean, it just goes on every single day. How widespread is this? Because Save Our Streets is responding to this crisis. And when you hear someone like Karen McSherry speaking out like that, is this a familiar story? Or are you hearing this a lot from people?
This is a very familiar story, Mike, and I can tell you a story about our friend Karen McSherry. I talked to Karen months and months and months ago about being more vocal about what was going on in her location, because she's a very good spokesperson, as you well know. And she was reluctant to do that because she was nervous about retribution, about some of these guys coming back and threatening her staff. And finally, after months, she notified me that, hey, I've had enough. I've got to speak out about this. And that's why she's out today. It's become such an issue in her store, in her area. Now, I can replicate that in virtually every community around British Columbia. When you look at Victoria, Nanaimo, Prince George, Williams Lake, Plano, Kelowna, wherever you go in the province today, we're having these problems, and business people and community associations are said, we're done, we've had enough, we have to have change. So I was very pleased to hear the Premier's comments about getting the message. So if he's got the message, now he needs to take action.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about that, Jess. We have a brand new cabinet has just been appointed by the Premier this week. We have a new top cop in the province, Gary Begg. He's a former police officer. He is now the Solicitor General and Minister of Public Safety. Terry Young, also a former police officer, will be helping him. He's the Minister of State for Community Safety. Jess, what are you hoping that they will achieve? What do you think should be at the top of their priority list?
Well, I also point out, Mike, that we have now the Attorney General as the Deputy Premier, which comes along with some further heft, if you will, at getting the job done. And also in opposition, Eleanor Sturco, former RCMP, as well. So we have all this talent and knowledge that's around the table today. What we need to see right away is I would love to see the Premier come out with a 100-day mandate on what they're going to do on these specific issues. And there are really four tranches. As you know, we delivered a letter to the premier with 25 suggested topic areas that should be covered in the minister's mandate letters. And by the way, I really do disagree with our friend Keith on the importance of those letters, and can go into that further if you like. But the fact of the matter is that there are four basic tranches of areas of activity that are required. Judicial reform, and that's a shared responsibility between the province and the feds. Policing reform and resources. Again, some of that is shared, but the province has a tremendous amount of impact on policing in BC. The third would be on the addictions and mental health file, Mike, and we've talked about that before, but there's a tremendous need to establish that continuum of care plan that shows exactly what facilities are going to be provided, what will they consist of, and where will they go. We still don't have that. You can't find that in government documentation. If it's in the bowels of the government someplace, I would sure like someone to provide that to us, because we need to see that plan, because we believe, yeah, and we're advocating for, there should be detox available in just about every community. Why not having detox in every hospital in BC? And yes, I can hear administrators and doctors yelling already, but if not there, where? And then there needs to be immediate access into treatment and recovery. And maybe some of that's on a regional basis. You talked on the show about Riverview, and yes, we need a new modern facility where people can go and get actual care for mental illnesses, for sure.
I think those are all excellent priorities, Jess, that your organization has recommended to government. And if we go back to this issue around these missing mandate letters that you touched on there, and I agree with you. I think these mandate letters are more important than maybe people realize. I think they're a public accountability tool to spell out very clearly to the public and to the stakeholders like your organization, these are the priorities for this government. This is what we intend to deliver on. Let's make it very, very clear to the public so we can be held accountable. So I agree with you that I think those mandate letters are important. And it's disappointing to me that we don't have them this week. Now, David Eby has said, oh, don't worry, they'll come maybe next year, which I think is unusual. Usually these letters are released at the same time the cabinet is appointed. But let me ask your thoughts about a couple of the things that you referenced there. Number one, judicial reform. Now, we often hear from this government that this is federal responsibility. We're trying our best here, but it's the feds who are responsible for the criminal code and for federal courts. They've got to do something. What can the province do here when it comes to judicial reform? What would you like to see done?
Well, first of all, the easy answer is resourcing. We have a vacancy rate in our judicial system in BC, in both judges, in prosecutors, and in support staff, that is really significant. And it's resulting in cases being thrown out because of not being able to deal with them within the time limits. So those things are really important. And if you expect to be able to have a case heard within a reasonable amount of time for both the victims and the accused, then they need to be able to have the resources to do that. And the province can certainly on that.
Yeah, for sure. And on policing reform, I mean, now we have a former police officer is the top cop of the province here, the public safety minister and solicitor general, Gary Begg. He has a deputy reporting to him who's also a former police officer. What do you want to see on police reform and resources there?
Well, again, resources is an easy one to look at. I mean, we know that there are approximately 700 vacancies in the RCMP alone, in BC. And when you consider the vast areas that the RCMP cover in British Columbia, most rural areas, that's really a problem. And the municipal forces as well have been dealing with some issues around recruitment. I understand that the VPD is not too bad right now with their recruitment program, which is encouraging. But again, filling those vacancies is really important. And then with policing again, Mike, is making sure that they have the tools that they need. For example, the province can give direction, if maybe encouragement, but direction to prosecutors to be more consistent in taking forward charges. When the RCMP or the municipal police arrest somebody, go to get charges laid, it's up to the prosecutors to, in fact, do that. And too often, they aren't followed through with. And we think that the government should take some action there and provide their prosecutorial system with some direction.
Speaking of Jess Ketchum, Save Our Streets, talking about the crackdown on crime that's been promised here by the David Eby government here. Now, when you talk about addictions and mental health, Jess, when we saw the cabinet unveiled this week, it was a surprise to many that the standalone ministry for mental health and addiction no longer there. That has been folded into the health ministry here. The head of the Mental Health Association of Canada said he was shocked by that this week. Do you have concerns there that ministry has disappeared?
I'm not shocked. And since the standalone ministry was a failure, mm-hmm. I'm pleased the government takes some action to do something about it. Now, Mike, you and I both know that within government, there are some very powerful ministries, and health is one of them because of the amount of the budget that they consume. But they're a very powerful ministry. And when you take something that is from the health field and put it outside of that machine, I think there's going to be consequences that aren't very pleasant. And so negative consequences of removing it from the health world, the health realm. So moving it back into health, I have to think that if the government is serious, as they say they are, to resolve these issues, that's where we need to have that. And you can have the same level of expertise that standalone ministry had within the Ministry of Health. And you have stronger advocates going right up to the deputies of health, which, you know, these are very powerful people within the government. And if they really decide they want to get something done, they will do it. And I have great faith that, you know, what we're missing here and what we have been missing is the political will to really take these challenges on and make it happen. And just to conclude on that, Mike, you know, we are the epicenter. You can see the epicenter of the world for some of these problems. Why can't we decide that we're going to be the epicenter for the solutions? We have the expertise here. We have the experience. This is like a huge petri dish in British Columbia where we can work these things through and demonstrate that there is a fix. There are solutions. And stop us arguing over the smaller issue, and forget about the big picture.
Jess, I love what you're saying here. Thank you for the work you're doing there with Save Our Streets. Thanks for coming on.
You're most welcome, Mike. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Jess Ketchum there, Save Our Streets, wants to see a response from the EB government on crime and disorder on our streets. You heard him talk about the reforms they're looking for.